Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of experts, Lou Manfredini is on a phone line, our Mr. Fix-It. You hear him Saturdays. Hi, Lou.
Hi, John. How are you?
You are known for a lot of things. Good, thanks. Your expertise in, you know, you're already laughing. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Keep going.
I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say.
You are known for your expertise and all the good things that you do, but the one thing that Lou Manfredini cannot do.
Okay, we'll go there. That's not what I was going to do, but oh my God, are you a bad golfer? You are
so bad.
I thought we golfed over the weekend at a charity event that you bought the foursome for One Surgery, OneWorldSurgery.org, and that's why I'm calling you, and that's what we need to talk about. But I was late in joining the group. I come up on the group after about four holes, and there you are taking a bunch of... I thought they were practice swings. They were misses. The ball wasn't even moving. You're like, boom, 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 boom. I go, what is he doing?
And then the flip side is you walk up after being late to the thing, and I say to you, because I'm going to, and even your wife warned you that, oh my gosh, Lou is going to be relentless, the fact that you were late.
Yep.
And you, I go, when's the last time you played golf, John? And you go, 10 years ago, and you line up and you drive the living you-know-what out of the ball. I was like, oh my God, look at him.
Here's a
and
tip.
I wanted to give, and I really wanted to give you a hair tie for your hair, but that's a whole different story.
I'm waiting until we get to phase five before I get a haircut. Here's a tip. Here's a tip. For those of you who sometimes golf well, sometimes don't golf well, take 10 years off and then come back. All the bad habits will be forgotten. And you'll...
Oh, my God. You were amazing. I was really impressed. I was like, wow, a guy hasn't played for 10 years, and you were hitting the snot out of the ball.
It was weird. I was possessed. We were golfing for an organization called One Surgery, OneWorldSurgery.org. Give me your best 60 seconds on that, Lou.
So I have a very dear friend of mine that supported this organization. What started as Holy Family Surgery Center by a friend, these are all college roommates that went to Notre Dame 100 years ago, and a bunch of doctors built this surgery center in an orphanage down in Honduras, part of an orphanage called NPH. They have now partnered with One World Surgery, and this is an organization, a non-for-profit, that's trying to bring surgery centers to third world countries. And so they are expanding. They have performed thousands of surgeries pro bono to people that just do not have access to adequate medical care. And you know what's interesting about surgery is when you think about medical illnesses that are available or medical illnesses that require surgery, one in three of those procedures that happen can cure a person. And so when you think about third world countries where they just don't have, there's no Medicaid, there's no Medicare.
Yeah.
And so these doctors on their own go down there, they work from dawn until dusk performing surgeries, and they just get up again and they do it all over again. And so OneWorldSurgery.org is an organization that you can donate to if you'd like to support it. It was a wonderful event. We raised, I think, over $100,000 at that golf outing, and they've been doing it. My friend Kevin Spahn and his team have been doing it for over 10 years, and so I think they've raised over $1 million, and that's just helping the most vulnerable for something that we take for granted here in the United States about adequate medical care. And I realize that's debatable, but it's way better than it is in third world countries.
Well, in the United States, if you break your leg, you can get somebody to fix it. And in some of those places, they do not. And they're in our hemisphere, for crying out loud. Not that that even matters.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to talk more about that after the news. I'm going to pause for the news here. Thanks to Mary Beth Manfredini and Lou Manfredini and their family business for donating a lot of money to that organization and making me aware of it, OneWorldSurgery.org. Spend some time and a little money there, and you'll be glad that you did. Nice to talk to you, Lou.
See you, pal.